We want to find out if reopening some rail routes will improve the local economy and ease some congestion on the roads. Ariadne Tampion has campaigned for the reopening of this particular line, and she says it would still be worth it.
Oh, definitely, more so than ever. People would use it. All the people that live along the line to get to employment, to cultural opportunities, to visit friends and so on, without having to use their cars. And the area is very congested and polluted, and quite a few people can't afford cars anyway. So it would give a transport option that was quick, clean and available to everybody. The actual line, the rest of it's all there. It's used for freight traffic at the moment.
So do you think this is going to happen now after all the debate that we've had over, you know, half a century?
I think it can definitely happen now. The reason why it didn't happen in 1994 or 5 when it was supposed to happen was because British Rail was privatised. And so obviously a lot of things that were going to happen got just pushed out of the way because of all the rigmarole to do with the privatisation process. And this was one of those casualties of that particular time.
Since then, of course, rail networks have changed hands. You know, different companies have come and gone. In our region alone, we've had two different operators of the Midland Main Line.
Yes.
So why has there not been enough appetite or investment to reinstate this before now, do you think?
Well, because the lead has been left to Leicestershire County Council. And the problem with Leicestershire County Council is that the individuals with power on that council don't see it as a personal priority. And the other people who are interested in it, there are two other counties, lots of districts, and Leicester City, have had other things to deal with, obviously, and they've been leaving it to Leicestershire to take the lead, and Leicestershire haven't taken the lead.
It's
been a fragmentation of responsibility, with the people being looked to being the least interested.
Do you think it's closer to happening than it's ever been?
It could be closer than it's ever got to happening, apart from that time in 1994 when there was actually a leaflet put out saying this will happen next year. I think it is close because we can see, in particular, the Borders line, how successful that's been and how transformational to the people of that part of the country. And here in Leicestershire, people are saying, well, look, why can't we have a bit of that?
We've had a saga, long-running saga, discussing HS2 and so on. Most plans seem to be connecting the rest of the country with London. This goes across country. I think people forget just how many people in Leicestershire commute to Derbyshire and vice versa.
Oh, exactly. Most commuting is not to London. Most commuting is more local than that. And that was a legacy of the Beeching cuts, that he disproportionately favoured radial lines from London and cut the ones that were circumferential to London, which means east-west lines here in the Midlands.
So what would you say to Leicestershire County Council and other authorities locally, if they're actually going to consider this, you know, what would you urge them to do?
Get together. All get together and see how you can make it work together. Because leaving it to somebody else isn't going to work.
Ariadne Tampion has been campaigning for that, for the reopening of that, for quite some time. You'll be able to see more on this on Inside Out tonight on BBC One.